Got a good one today. Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. A classic CrossFit named benchmark workout that I'm going to go out on a limb and say a lot of people have not done it. But you get out of it whatever you put into it. It can be a stinger if you go for it. And even if you hold back a little bit, it's still going to be a stinger. This is what we have on the docket. Lin is 5 rounds for max reps of bench press your body weight and then pull-ups. And you rest as needed between rounds. So if that doesn't make sense, here's how Lin is traditionally programmed. You put your body, you warm up, you put your body weight on the barbell, and then you just get as many bench presses as you can at body weight. Good idea to have a spotter there. You don't want to get pinned under the barbell. Keep safety in mind, but you get however many reps you can in one single unbroken set of bench press at body weight. You go ahead and rack the bar, and then without a lot of rest, you walk right over to the pull-up bar, and you do a maximum set of chin-kipping, chin-over-bar pull-ups. Obviously, you don't want to peel off the bar and whatnot, so you'll mind your grip and all that, but a max rep set. You come off the pull-up bar, note how many reps you got of each movement, and then you rest as needed between rounds. Personally, I would rest several minutes, like probably 3 minutes or 4 minutes, to make sure I can really get after it again in the next round. And then you do that for a second round, rest 3 or 4 minutes, third round, so you do it 5 times through. Lin is a challenging, challenging push-pull workout. So, enjoy. We've got a video showing the bench press and then a couple different styles of kipping pull-ups. Super Fitness Robot scores for this. Now, at the end of Lin, you just add together all the reps that you got and you get one big number. So, Super Fitness Robot numbers for this for men would be 156 reps or more. Women, 127 reps or more. More likely, men, 103 reps or more, or less. Women, around 80 reps or less. Now, what you may want to do, it depends. Obviously, if you don't have pull-ups yet, you'll have to scale and modify that. But a bodyweight bench press might be really challenging for some people also. If so, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and scale it. Use 70% of your body weight on the barbell. Use 50% of your body weight on the barbell. I would say, since you're starting each round, quote-unquote, fresh, because you get a little bit of rest, I would want to know that you're going to get at least 7 reps at body weight each time that you slide under that barbell for bench press. So if you don't think that's in the cards, I would go ahead and modify that loading. And then obviously if you don't have pull-ups yet, we're going to want to change that as well, because you want to have strict pull-ups before you do kipping pull-ups. So Lin is prescribed with kipping pull-ups, but you should have strict pull-up capacity before doing kipping pull-ups. So for the scaled option today, 5 rounds for max reps, so the workout manner is still the same, still has rest after each round. Bench press, but I put in 50 to 70% of body weight, and then pull-ups or ring rows in case you don't have kipping chin over bar pull-ups yet, or you don't have, strict pull-ups as a base for your kipping pull-ups. So we've got a video showing the ring row, as well as the linchpin video on how to get a pull-up. And don't forget, part of your subscription to be on the whiteboard, you get access to their specialty programs, which are phenomenal, and one of them is how to get your first strict pull-up. So dive into that also. Limited equipment option today. 5 rounds for max reps of the dumbbell floor press and then pull-ups. And again, resting as needed between rounds. And there's a video showing the dumbbell floor press there, which is a great movement because if you're intelligent with it and you can just ditch the dumbbells down to the side, even maybe if you don't have ideally you still have a spotter, but if you were forced to do this by yourself, the floor press with dumbbells is a nice option because you don't get pinned under a barbell. no equipment workout today. 5 rounds for max reps. 1 minute of push-ups. It's a long time, 1 minute of push-ups. But get as many as you can in 1 minute. So note for this, we're setting the time, right? Many as you can in a minute. Then 1 minute of jumping jacks. 5 rounds of that, resting as needed between rounds. And there's a video showing the push-ups. Optional accessory work. So we've got a 2-piece for the midline for some gut work. Either landmine twists, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, video showing that. Or, this is the path less traveled, but I think you should check it out, candlestick conditioning drills. Watch the video and then spend 5 to 10 minutes at whatever step in the progression is appropriate for you and just play around there. You certainly won't be able to do it for 10 minutes. That's not what I'm saying, but play around with it for 5 to 10 minutes, find out where you are, and there'll be plenty of midline work just playing around there. And then the overhead carry. You're going to do 3 100-foot overhead carries, resting a couple minutes between each, where you lock out a pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, or a barbell overhead, and you know whatever is appropriately challenging for you. Great head-to-toe strength builder. Helps build some durable athletes, and we're big fans of it. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we've got the chest and pecs, hands behind, holding that for 1 to 2 minutes. Then the pec stretch, laying in your side, also 1 to 2 minutes per side, and both of those have a video. Hope you enjoyed Lynn, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.